Greetings, I'm Jimmy Chatton, and I am a multitude, a legion perhaps, a microgestalt of many thousands of people, they being combinations of many millions of other people, and on it goes. For better or worse, we are all reflections of the world and the people around us. It speaks to the importance of curating your circles of interaction, especially the closest circle of trustees, the people you listen to, believe in, those who, when they say something, you act. I have such a circle, a few persons and resources that guide my existence at this time. Yes, the tactical day-to-day, week-to-week decisions are mine, but the whole meaning of my work stems from what these titans of mind and accomplishment advise by their own action. Let me start sharing with you first the virtual mentors of mine, those living and dead who've I've never known personally, though can know through what they produce, be it podcasts, books, YouTube videos, or empires. FYI, a few links will be included in the blog post this cast is published in, so check that out to reach out to these virtual mentors of mine. The first person that comes to mind is Gaius Julius Caesar, the manufacturer, as I consider it, of the Western world by his actions to make Rome not a Mediterranean state, but a global empire. To put to rest as much frivolity of the Senate as he could, because he knew where Rome could go after the barbarian assimilations Caesar had mastered, with the fall of the Republic and the rise of the dictatorship, Julius Caesar sparked the longest living Western nation ever, whose only rival was China a world away. Every European nation was once under Roman influence, and the modern world was started back in 1914 by imperial ideals, while still yet the nuclear age came about from a Third Reich, a third reign of a pretender to the perverted Roman ideals. So we had madmen in the last 100 years still attributing all of their work to a human dead 1900 years. Just mind-blowing. I exist in the world with all the good and bad because of Julius Caesar breaking the laws to form a power even he couldn't know would last 1,000 years and be the sole legacy of 1,000 more. Caesar did great things for his soldiers, his people, and power. But what is power? Seemingly, the most immense power a single human can have is that over the ability of other humans to act. Through influence or coercion, it doesn't matter. It's all power. Back in 1532, how humans act, react, and the principles of power were codified by Niccolo Machiavelli. He had no idea what he was doing. All he wanted was a patron whose court he could serve in. Instead, he called out a roadmap for anyone to try their hand at attaining power. His masterwork, The Prince, has immediate lessons applicable to you and I even today as you hear this. Therefore, people have been people for a very long time, and for me, that's both comforting and disturbing. Machiavelli is one of the greatest teachers of understanding other people, understanding myself, and knowing how to act to get things accomplished. Speaking of accomplishing things, I need to move over to the living exemplars of what has seemed to work consistently, not only in their life, but in mine as well. The quote, "Clean your room," is an incredibly succinct phrase to live by. Whether starting to get your life together or keeping your context in perspective. From the controversial Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson, he has put into words a simple, easily done, hugely helpful, and oddly enough, Christ-emulating turn of phrase. Putting this and some of his other suggestions into action has objectively helped my life. Though I do not agree with many things Jordan Peterson holds dear, such as espousing Nietzsche, conservative views on the rate of culture change, or associations with persons who are, by austere terms, radicals, I see more and more of his observations creeping up in my own experience. Giving credit where credit is due, go clean your room. These thoughts on responsibility and history and cultural context are further expanded on by Jocko Willink, a former Navy SEAL commander. His podcast, which you can find if you type J-O-C-K-O, Juliet Oscar Charlie Kilo Oscar, into Google, covers wartime history, personal responsibility, leadership as it translates to business and personal respect, and favorites of his, discipline and getting after it. Jocko and his co-host, Echo Charles, touch on intense topics, and not an episode goes by without a reminder to do well by being well, and that we're all in an immensely well-off time in history, despite some recent biological events happening globally right now. It bars no argument that you and I have a lot to be grateful for. Gratitude is a thing we could all use a little more of. Except maybe Gary Vaynerchuk, or he's better known as Gary V. This guy has gratitude for miles, but his hustle is light years ahead of what you or I practice. I've mentioned him here before on other podcasts, and Gary is quite intense. He doesn't allow for any kind of BS. Many people ask him different questions, but the answers remain the same. Work harder, work smarter, do it all, test your assumptions before talking about them, practice what you preach, document your personal effort and discoveries, get rid of excuses, don't put any credit in what others think of you or what you ought to do, give more, and know yourself well enough to drive after your personal happiness. Gary Vee is really the inspiration I have for this podcast. Not just this single episode, but the entire thing as a whole, all the episodes, past and future. It's documentation and a bit of self-guiding therapy. Am I doing the right things for me? For others? Where am I weak and where am I strong? How can I be stronger? I aim to be at Gary Vee's level, but let's be real. I'm quite faulty and, like virtually every other human, lazy. Gary burns too hot for me and most everyone else. Doesn't mean we shouldn't work as hard as we can if we mean to accomplish what we want to have happen, but maybe Timothy, Tim, Ferris, can keep us in check. My next mentor, Timothy, is the author of bestsellers The 4-Hour Workweek and Tribe of Mentors, among others. These two books are ones that have changed my life. My goals right now are all about financial independence, but the 4-Hour Workweek came years before I encountered formal FI. Tribe of Mentors is one of the physical books I keep around, though I loan it out as much as I can, taking from it new wisdom from hundreds of publicly successful people every time I read this huge tome of a book. Tim's work emphasizes hard work, but smart work, coming up for a breath once in a while, and only diving deep into the rat race or grind so we can make breathing easy the norm for the rest of our lives. Work hard now, get the payoff later. Again, what that means to me is financial independence. Something I continue to learn about from awesome Paula Pant. Miss Pant is the host of Afford Anything podcast and synonymous website. Financial matters are her forte, be it reducing debt, saving, earning more, or living a life worth living. These aren't just dry numbers, and the topics covered are delivered with humor without ridiculousness over such a serious a subject. Because of her words, I invest, save, earn more, and now, or was, buying a property. all while tracking my financial independence, retire early, or FIRE, F-I-R-E, numbers once a month. Paula is a huge role model for me, and I can't recommend her work highly enough. Why, though? Because we don't talk to each other about our personal finances. Sure, we can talk about nebulous things like housing market or rate of return, but what are we doing? How are we performing? Where are we going? Why? And what will we do when we get there? The personal goals we set for us. The taboo of sex is talked about more than our money, but money is objectively more important. Paula gives the education and language you and I lack to be able to understand our finances and ourselves. I can't recommend these people enough. There's a personal project in the work to compile the truths, that's truth with a capital T, these and other people have taught me to help you too. But you can get after improving your own life and prospects by reading, listening, and watching what these people do. They aren't all of my mentors, though. Honorable mentions for virtual mentors include Scott Galloway and his Algebra of Happiness. Again, links in the blog. Another is the Style, Confidence, Health, and Routine-Centric Alpha M hosted by Aaron Marino, the person who got me to cut my hair short, one of the top 10, if not top 3, defining decisions of my life. We follow up with Big Think on YouTube, a channel all about philosophy and worldview. Extra Credits, also on YouTube, gives me a look at obscure history, psychology, and how to design experiences. Author Jenna Morassi, another YouTube personality. Are you seeing a trend yet? She hashes out how to apply those experiences into marketing and writing. Lastly, there's the Warhammer universe, created by and maintained by Games Workshop, the inventors of Grimdark, whose intensity and imagination and scope are what I hope to someday emulate in my writing. I would normally take this time to go into my living mentors, but we may be running this podcast a little long. So check back next week as I go over my living mentors and we conclude with a summary of the people in our lives that have made the biggest differences, who preach the greatest wisdom, and who we follow, hopefully to our own success. Cheers for now. Take care.